Yo, 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 everybody, what's going on? Welcome to episode 18 of Value Town. Marisham Man V, got Crip and Trump here just as usual. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, all right. Good deal. Good deal. So how's your week been, man? Any great Hearthstone findings or announcements? Any coolness?
Nope.
I did.
Oh, you did the ESL thing, Trump, right?
I did mouth the Darude Sandstorm song on Kriparian's stream while he was gone.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. I learned about the title of that song. I knew the song for some time, but...
Wait, you mouthed Darude?
I sang it while Krip was, like, off doing bathroom stuff or something.
Nice. Yep. I'm going to check the mod out for that. So how's the ESL thing, Trump? Because they started that this week, right? The whole King of the Hill thing?
Yeah, it wasn't very publicly announced, but yeah. I was in it, and I soundly thrashed Artosis 3-0. And also the guy before Artosis 3-0 with my special mage deck, which is still somewhat secret because no one knows what it is.
Well, they should know now after they've watched that, right? I mean...
Well, it wasn't that widely viewed, and they don't have the VOD up yet, so it's still top secret.
Okay. Trump's mage deck, guys, get ready for that. I'm sure Monk will be making an article on that pretty soon. On Liquid Hearth, so we should probably see it. I've seen it. I've lost to it, I think, a couple times, too, so... Pretty interesting deck for sure. But today, guys, we're gonna do something similar to that we did last week. We're gonna do another arena coaching session. You guys seemed to like that last week, so we'll do it one more time. And I had such a poor showing with that deck last week. I think I had to redeem myself this week.
I think we should emphasize the fact that my 0-3 prediction was closer than any other.
It was definitely closer. I gave away like probably 2 wins though on that, so it was a lot to do with me. But it did get stomped by a mage. There was one mage gain. I just had no chance, but definitely didn't play too great. So Crips got the Chan Man meter down, I think, which is like usually -5 or -6 from you guys' typical runs. But yeah, so we're going to be doing that this week, and then we're going to do something different with Q&A. We're actually going to take questions from Twitch chat, which I know is going to be a little bit crazy, but we're just going to try it this week. And then at the end, I'm going to give you a preview of our Value Town shirt that we're going to be coming out with soon. And hope you guys like it. But hopefully it's going to be the first of a Value Town line of t-shirts that we'll be making available to you guys. But why don't we just jump into the game here. Let me actually start the game. And we'll just do something similar to what we did last week. We're going to be working in a... I guess a more overhead view of an arena soon. We're going to try to do it this week, but we didn't get quite in time. Like at least a really, really compelling draft. So we're going to save it for next week, and it's going to be a little bit different than these live drafts that we've been doing. Hopefully, it'll be pretty cool for you guys. But okay, bringing up the game. And what class do you think we should play this week? Any preference?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what you have to choose
Hunter,
from.
Since I suck at it.
I hate Hunter.
You suck at Hunter? Really?
Hunter and Warrior are the two classes where if you get like garbage cards, you get like this overwhelming, hopeless feeling of playing, and you just don't want to play the game. But you have to play the game because it's Arena, and you don't want to do that badly in Arena. But you're going to do that badly in Arena anyway because you have a crappy Hunter or a crappy Warrior deck.
You know what's funny? It's like I should have pulled Hafu on here because Hafu likes the Hunter a lot. So it's kind of, you know, I've always felt the same way you guys have felt about the Hunter.
I haven't seen Unleash the Hounds in 6 Hunter drafts, so you can't like Hunter that much if that happens to you.
That's true. Yeah, there's not much difference, yes, if you don't draw an Unleash the Hounds. Okay, so I have the 3 classes I have here are Shaman, Mage, and Druid. Any preferences?
I believe I've drafted with you Shaman and Druid, but I'm against picking Mage, so I'd probably
Yeah, let's
go
not
Shaman.
Do Mage. I think everybody would be against doing Mage, so... I don't know. Why don't we do... What would be more interesting choices here? Why don't we do Druid? I think Druid was one of the first ones we did, right? So we can swing back around and do Druid here.
I must protect the wild.
I am also apparently the Druid Master.
You're the Druid Master. All right, cool.
Master.
If you get good cards as a Druid, it's pretty unstoppable.
Show me.
You get actually, I believe you had three legendaries last time, and it was pretty stoppable, but...
Screw you, man. Screw you! All right.
Stone of history here. That's true. Talk about the last
actually, the last Druid deck was pretty epic, and somehow I ended up with, like, four wins or something on it. Okay, let me...
That's more than one win per legendary. It's pretty good.
Actually, let me do something with the cams here, because Trump's... Just the present. It's kind of weird because I have to turn off the cams in the other screen sometimes. Okay, see if that helps. All right, first three picks are Cold Lightseer, Questing Adventure, and Light Warden. Questing Adventure, my pick. You guys think?
Yep.
Easy. Yep. Raid Leader, Wolf Rider, Fen Creeper. I think Fen Creeper here. Nice and big, early in the draft.
Yep.
Okay. I'll get the odds.
Okay.
So I'll wait for Trump's okay before saying okay on the evens.
Okay. Cool.
Yep.
Unless it's not okay, in which case we'll probably last a little bit.
Right. Okay. Next up, we got Bluegill Warrior, Mark of the Wild, Wild Growth. I think I'd pick Bluegill Warrior since it's the only minion this one, and I'm not sure how to even... I'm not sure what the value of Wild Growth is. So Bluegill Warrior.
Wild Growth is actually pretty good. If you have a deck that's like really slow and you need more 2-drops, Wild Growth fits the theme of the deck where, yeah, you won't have a 2-drop, but you'll get the bigger drops faster. So it's pretty nice. Like, if you get... Druid of the Claws, you can do... If you're going second, you can do Wild Growth on 2, Druid of the Claw on 3, and you have fun with that. So, yeah, it's pretty good sometimes. But yeah, Bluegill Warrior is better than the other two at this stage in the draft.
Okay. Trump, what do you think?
Pretty well said, Crypt, although I have to add that Wild Growth, I'm more bearish on it than you are. I think it generally sucks except the most extreme of circumstances.
I think I've actually had it in the last 2 or 3 Druid decks, and I think I didn't mind in any of them. But, yeah. It does significantly depend on the deck that you have, and you're not able to tell 3 cards in.
Yeah, I'll agree with that much. Also, I'd like to let Chanman know that I am apparently frozen, although the pose I'm in is not too bad.
Yeah, exactly. Just restart your camera real quick on Skype.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes I get stuck there. Okay, so Wild Growth is the pick?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's do it.
Wait, what? No, Bluegill.
Oh, shit!
Did you pick Wild Growth?
I picked Wild Growth, sorry.
Okay.
Well, we'll experiment with that. Alright, so next up, we got another Bluegill here. So, War Golem, Bluegill, and Stone Tusk. Oh, wow. So I'll pick the big guy, War Golem.
No, I think you should pick Bluegill.
True. Okay, well... What's the logic there?
2 mana, deal 2 damage is okay, and the druids tend to have the bigger stuff, which tends to be better than War Golem, so it's less good in the druid deck.
The Bluegill is a true warrior. If you give up on him twice, the RNG gods will not be happy with you. You can be queuing only in the mages.
All right. Bluegill it is. Because I didn't pick him last round, it's only right. Okay, lots of twos here. Power of the Wild, Mad Bomber, and Wrath. Okay, normally I just jump at Wrath, but I think Power of the Wild is actually pretty decent too. But I'll go with Wrath.
I think Bomber is like the best 2-drop.
Wow. Okay. Ooh.
Alright, I have to get that out of the way. Okay. I think Bomber is like the best 2-drop, but with Druid, if you have no spells, it's like the worst thing ever. So I think you have to pick Wrath.
I actually think Power of the Wild is the best 2-drop. So I would pick Power of the Wild. it's really flexible in that it can actually be good in the late game because you got the +1/+1. And a 3/2/2 is also good.
Okay, well, I could take the same philosophy I took last week, which was like I picked the card that I wouldn't have picked. So I guess I'll do the same thing. So you think Mad Bomber is the best 2-drop Crypt? I mean, in Arena?
Yeah.
Explain that a little bit, especially if, when there's a chance.
If you can do one damage, I think it is, yeah. Like, you can... you even have Wild Growth. You can, like, Wild Growth on 2, then they play a 2-drop, and then you Bomber. If it hits it once, you hero ability it. You get, like, freebies.
Oh, I see, I see. Okay. That's interesting. What do you think of that, Tron? Hello?
I am... That's so...
Yes!
Ah! No!
Trump likes it.
Power of the Wild.
He likes the Bomber now.
I love Mad Bomber, but Power of the Wild is so much stronger, is my point. The +1/+1 is often relevant, and you don't need to rely on RNG for a always good card.
Yeah, but think about it this way, Chainman. If you lose and you played a Bomber, you can blame the Bomber. You don't have to blame your ability to play the deck.
Well, okay, that's one way to look at it. That's some value there, I guess. Scapegoat. It's the mad scapegoat. All right, we're going to pick Power of the Wild here. I'm going to take the same philosophy I took last week, which is like I'm going to pick the card I would not normally have picked. Okay, Savage Roar, Scarlet Crusader, and Cult Master.
Yeah, to be fair, I think you would less often pick Mad Bomber than Power of the Wild, although I'm not sure about that.
I think if it was just Power of the Wild, Mad Bomber, I'd probably just pick Mad Bomber every time. Just in general. But I'd pick Wrath in that case, because I've...
Yeah, the pick was Wrath, actually, from Crypt.
I've played the no-spell Druid deck, and it is actually the worst thing ever. It's like, you get wiped out with an AoE, and then you can't do anything to come back.
Okay. Well, alright, next pick, Cult Master.
I think this is Trump's area.
It is. I actually got to think about this one.
Really? Wow. Okay. What's it between?
I think Scarlet... No, it's between Scarlet Crusader and Cold Master. And... I think it's Scarlet Crusader. It's close.
I think the cards you have complement Cult Master better. Like, Power of the Wild can... be a buff, and then Bluegill is really good with Cult Master, and Fen Creeper is really good with Cult Master, and Questing is probably just not very good. So, yeah.
That's a cool one. So explain Scarlet Crusader, that pick.
Okay, well, it basically kills whatever they have on 3, and it will usually also take 2 mana from them to hero ability away the Divine Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Or kill it.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but if they kill it, that means the Scarlet Crusader has presumably done 3 damage.
Yeah. Yeah, Scarlet Crusader's good.
Yeah, it's really good. Also, Crip, am I frozen on your Skype?
Nope.
It's just okay, me. So that's just Chanman's side.
Yeah, it must be just our connection, whatever. Because I think Skype, there's a little bit of peer-to-peer on Skype, so... Alright, same deal. Taking Scarlet Crusader, because I would have picked Cult Master. Frost Warlord, Iron Forge Rifleman, or Soul of the Forest? I'd go Frost Wolf Warlord here, because it just tends to be 5/5/6/6 when you play it.
Yeah, Frost Wolf is good. Sometimes amazing.
Yep. Sometimes bad.
Sometimes bad. That about covers every single scenario.
I think it's almost never bad. I think you can save it for it's at least 5/5/5, which is okay.
Right.
All right, let's pick that. Let's go move on. Darkscale Healer, Ancient Brewmaster, or Scarlet Crusader? Scarlet Crusader here?
I agree. For the Crusade.
I will go with the Ancient Brewmaster because you have no 4-drops. And you're going to want 4-drops, especially because you have Wild Growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I will take the stance that the 4-drops will come. and that the Scarlet Crusader is so much stronger than the ancient Brewmaster that the Crusader is better.
Okay.
You go the Brewmaster.
I'm taking Brewmaster then. Here we go. Twilight Drake, Savagery, and Light Warden.
Whoa.
Twilight Drake. Twilight Drake.
These are so close.
Yeah.
I think they'll need a second.
Twilight Drake, right?
Yep. Yeah. Man, it's too bad we picked that ancient Brewmaster. Unless we'd have a really good three. So we got the fours rolling in now.
Damn. Okay, Abomination, Arcane Golem, and Violet Teacher. A rare choice.
Oh, hey, another four.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, for this one, we don't have any. Well, we have Wild Growth. We have Wild Growth and Power Wild, actually. So, I don't know. I guess Violet Teacher wouldn't be bad. So, Violet Teacher here, even though we just picked two fours.
Yeah, it's really
good. Wild Growth is two spells if you do that 10 mana.
Wow, such value.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, wow, that is true. That is true. All right. So, Violet Teacher Crypt, too?
Mm hmm.
Okay, cool. Next up, Ancient Mage, Defender of Argus, Bite. Wow, look at, did we get like four fours in a row here? Trump is a soothsayer. Alright, I'm going Defender of Argus.
It's again the no spell thing. Like, mm-hmm. You don't have a Wrath, you don't have a Swipe, you don't have any direct damage. You have to beat them down with your creatures, and it doesn't work. So it depends how much faith you have in the deck. And apparently, Trump has a lot of faith. So maybe we'll go to him for this one. Will it come, Trump? Will the spells come?
Well, yes, they will typically come. It's worth mentioning, though, that I think even just comparing these two without much spells, I think they're very close. And you made a good point, Crip, that since we're rather low on spells, Bite is better than Defender of Argus here.
Okay. We will go with Bite. Alright, next up, Amani Berserker, Silverback Patriarch, and Leper Gnome. Let's see. I'm trying to just look at what we have here.
You don't need to look at what you have for this one.
Alright. I would pick Amani Berserker.
I agree.
Yep.
Alright. Here we go. Cold Light Oracle, Keeper of the Grove, and Bite. Man, another four. Wow. Okay. Keeper of the Grove. Just because of its ability to silence or do two damage.
Yep.
Alright.
OP.
OP is right. Okay. Worgen
One
Infiltrator. Worgen Infiltrator, Mad Bomber, Youthful Brewmaster. For me, I would have picked. Let's see. Choices here. I would have probably picked the Brewmaster, but I mean, apparently Crypt loves the Bomber, so.
Alright, well, this one's Easy Worgen Infiltrator.
Okay.
That easy card one. Is. Was that
I
a.
Agree.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, you would have argued with me on this one.
I don't think I was that big of a Bomber fan back in the day either. Both
yeah, I mean,
the cards
you might have picked grown. Through.
Yep. I don't think in this deck you have like one battle cry right now.
Okay.
So talk about the infiltrators being so like no brainer. Is it?
You don't have that many two drops, and you play the Worgen, and then they like won't play their two drop. So
yeah,
it's just hilarious.
Typical.
Yeah. Also, situation. Over time, it's more and more important to spread out your mana curve so you have stuff to play on every turn, and it's really hard to find good ones, and that's like one of the few ones.
Mm. Okay. Alright, Worgen Infiltrator. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our sky. This is, I think Trump's just gonna be a frozen phase for a lot of this. Okay, next up, Worgen Infiltrator, Druid of the Claw, Wild Growth, Druid of the Claw. He's a pick from I think.
Yep.
Alright. Trump, good?
I agree on the easy pick, although I don't know what you're gonna pick, but I'm pretty sure I know what you're gonna pick.
Druid of the Claw.
Druid of the Claw.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Alright, so Wrath, Amani Berserker, or Starfire. Alright, so we're going to go with Wrath this time.
Yeah.
Because we didn't go with it last time.
Berserker or Starfire. Oh, wait.
I strongly disagree.
Really? Wrath, Berserker, or Starfire?
Because I heard the word Wrath, and Wrath is so good. But, yeah, I choose Starfire. You don't have any late game, and it's typically better.
Huh.
Starfire is way better than Wrath in this deck. I mean, Starfire is now your biggest card. It's only 6 mana.
Yeah. It's worth mentioning that Wrath is usually better, but you have no late game.
I see. Okay. Cool. All right, Savage Roar, Starfire, and Venture Co. I think I would go with Venture Co. Just because I think Venture Co. is so strong, especially in Arena.
I think it's close between Venture Co. and Starfire, but you just got a Starfire, so I think I'd go with Venture Co.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Because you don't have any big stuff, and the Venture Co. Merc is a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the cheap.
Definitely on the cheap. Discounted. Scarlet Crusader, Naturalize, or Innervate? Typically, Innervate's pretty good. I don't have a... I mean, Innervate. I think Innervate. Innervate's such a great druid card, though. And it'd be nice to get a turn 3 Venture Co. or anything crazy like that.
Wow, turn 3 Venture Co. sounds awful. I would pick Scarlet Crusader.
Really?
It's yeah. Like, then you play nothing.
Oh, forever. That's true. Then you'd have like one mana. You could play your Infiltrator after that.
I remember losing a game to a turn 2 Venture Co., turn 3 Mark of Nature, and you give him taunt and like 4 health. And I didn't have hard removal in that deck, so.
Huh. Okay. So Innervate? Or
I would just Crusader because you have few threes, okay. And it's an Innervate is I'm not sure.
Terrible.
It's sometimes good, but it's not bad.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's sometimes no, it's actually not.
Innervate's terrible,
but...
really? In
this
Innervate?
Deck it's terrible.
Oh, in this deck.
You have
okay.
No draw and you have no late game. It's terrible.
Hmm. Okay.
Like you'd pick anything over Innervate, I believe. Like actually anything.
Wow.
You'd pick the Naturalize over
You'd pick Natural, yeah, you'd yes. pick Naturalize. Wow.
Oh, that's extreme.
The fast deck like this, you're probably going to get more value out of Naturalize to push for a kill.
What? This is not a fast deck.
It is pretty fast.
But anyways, we both agree on Scarlet Crusader regardless, but okay. I think Innervate isn't that far out of the question.
Okay. Well, let's go with Scarlet Crusader. Wind Fury Harpy, Wisp, and Silverback Patriarch.
Whoa! Nice cards.
Wow. let's see. Well, you can't really do much with the Wisp. There's nothing that really buffs it here, except for what, Power of the Wild, so I go Wind Fury Harpy.
Such a good combo. Turn 2, Wisp, Power of the Wild.
Get that awesome 2-2, baby. Yep. It's a Wind Fury Harpy.
Yeah, it's the only card that doesn't totally suck, even though it kind of sucks. It's pretty much a Yeti, except it costs 2 mana more. So it's like playing a Yeti with a Venture Co. out, except you may not have a Venture Co. out. So you're kind of sad.
Yeah, Harpy.
All right. What do you mean it's an 8-5? Okay, Starfall.
Yeah, it could totally take out an Ironbark by itself, being an 8-5.
Alright, Starfall, Savagery, Keeper of the Grove. Well, we don't have any mass removal. Keeper of the Grove is such a great card, though, but we don't have any kind of board clearing ability here. But we are kind of a fast deck, so it's kind of tough. I think I would probably go with Keeper of the Grove because of just the rest of the deck here.
I don't know why Krip is calling this a fast deck because it is not. I mean, it's gotten slower, at least. In addition to that, let's see. I think these are close. I choose Starfall because you are on the low side of spells. And, yep.
Yep. Okay. Get them spells. Easy pick. Right.
Okay, Starfall it is. Amani Berserker, Soul of the Force, or Novice Engineer? Okay, well, we don't have much card draw in this deck outside of Starfire. So I would lean towards novice, even though it's a pretty weak minion. Just for the card draw.
Yep. Seems fine.
Trump? What? That doesn't seem fine at all to me. And she's a money berserker because novice engineer is useless.
I like novice because it can punish their two drop. Like, if you play novice, they don't know that you have another card to back it up. So they might think that you're killing their 3-2 creature with the novice and the hero ability. So it has some denial factor. And I don't know. Your deck looks pretty mid game. I'd pick the novice.
Okay, well, berserker it is. Seems to always end up on Trump's side.
I actually really don't like having too many 2/3s. I mean, 2/3s are fine against like Shaman, but I mean they get punished too easily, I feel.
What do you think, Trump?
Yeah, I mean I'll agree with that statement. Mm-hmm. It's just that novice engineer is really bad.
Okay, yeah. Next pick, Fen Creeper, Mark of the Wild, Savage Roar. Well, we already have a Fen Creeper. We've got quite a few fives already. Mark of the Wild could be useful here. I mean, we have a lot of just kind of smaller, decent sized minions in Savage Roar. I don't know. I don't think Savage Roar is probably going to work very well in this deck. So I'd pick Mark of the Wild.
I agree. It's also really good with the Money Berserker.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Really?
What? Really? It's good with Mani's?
I don't think I'd pick Mark of the Wild. I think I'd go with Fen Creeper. I think Savage Roar is better than Mark of the Wild. I mean, you have cards that can attack very well with Savage Roar. You have two Scarlet Crusaders, you have a Bluegill Warrior. You even have like a Violet Teacher. You even have a Harpy for Savage Roar. Like, Savage Roar might be the best pick here.
You have a Mark of the Wild for Winfrey Harpy.
Mark of the Wild, I mean, on something, and then it dies the next turn to, like, hard removal or silence, or just dies to damage.
You typically don't play it just to do 2 damage to the opponent's face. You usually use it, like, as a trick to kill their guy without losing your guy. If you think of it as a 2-mana 2/2 charge, which it's better than, most of the time, then it is pretty good. Like, it's way better than Bluegill Warrior, I'd say.
Well, it doesn't kill their Knife Juggler by itself.
It's true. So it's not way better, but it's situationally better. In a lot of circumstances, it's better. In some circumstances, it's worse, I'll admit.
I mean, I guess it's all right if you have 2 Imanis. I guess this deck is pretty good for Mark of the Wild as well. I think Mark of the Wild is pretty garbage if you have 3/2 creatures, though, because like, if you have a 3/2, you have a 3/2, you Mark of the Wild, you're 3/2, then it happens to be against the mage, and then it dies.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's alright. I don't know. I still wouldn't pick it. Both the other cards are better.
Which card would you pick, exactly, out of the 2 other cards?
I think I'd go with the Fen.
Okay, you still would go with Fen, because you were talking a little bit about Savage there for a second, so...
I think Savage was good.
Argument against the Fen is Chanman's deck is mostly fives. I mean, not mostly fives, yeah, but it's got a lot of fives.
Mm-hmm. Fives are like the new fours.
What?
Yeah, since when?
You get to turn 10 and you tempo them out with the double fives. I had a deck. It had like, I don't know, almost a quarter of the deck were 5 drops, and it went 12 just because I survived until the end and it can't do anything. You double 5 every turn, and they're screwed. I don't know. I like fives now.
Okay. Fen Creeper, it is. Alright, Dread Corsair, Innervate, War Golem. Oh, God. Okay. Well, this is turning less and less fast, right? This deck. It seems like, at least. There's no weapons, so there's no discount for Dread Corsair. Innervate... Is Innervate still bad here? Given that we still don't have any giant, like, really, really big creatures, I guess I'd go with War Golem here.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Yep.
I'd go with War Golem as well. I like the big ones.
I'd also go with War Golem.
Okay. Cool. Alright, next we got Priestess of Alun, Murloc Raider, or Moonfire. I think I'd go Priestess of Alun here.
Easy Priestess.
Yeah, alright.
Okay.
I think Moonfire's pretty good, but I like Priestess more than Moonfire here.
Okay, we're, see, Frost Wolf.
Well, I'll make the opposite argument that Priestess sucks, and Moonfire sucks even more. Okay. But we came to the same conclusion anyways.
Frostwolf Grunt, Spellbreaker, or Cult Master? I think a good Cult Master here. You could use some card draw.
Don't you wish you went Cult Master earlier, staying as two Cult Masters?
That logic is also still bad, Crypt.
I know. Cult
Master. Oh, but you were actually arguing for it seriously earlier.
Yeah. I think in some decks it is. Like, I had a Hunter deck with three, and I would have loved the fourth. But, yeah, I think Cult Master is better than Spellbreaker.
So, Trump, you think you should only have one Cult Master at most? Is that what you're trying to
Well, say, I make or... the argument that they don't get better as you get more of them.
Oh, right.
The thing is, you can't protect a Cult Master sometimes, and you can protect a Cult Master with another Cult Master. That's the idea behind the logic.
Okay.
That's madness. I'll take a Spellbreaker, though, just like Crypt. I mean, I'll take the Cult Master, just like Crypt,
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh. You trying to troll Chan-Man here? He's already...
Don't confuse me. I already fucked one up, dude. All right, here we go. Right, Mark of Nature, Argent Squire, and Moonfire. Oh, wow. See, Mark of Nature, plus four, and Taunt, or Divine Shield. How many threes I got? I have three threes. I think...
I don't think this one is very difficult. I'll just throw that in there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I also don't think it's difficult, although I think I'm going to choose something other than Crypt. Maybe.
My first instinct would be to pick Argent Squire, actually.
I would pick Mark of Nature. It's a buff with your two Amani Berserkers, and you have few threes. And I think the two cards on the right are both fairly bad, although Squire has some merits in a Druid deck because you can actually deal one damage, but I still think Mark of Nature is better.
I think Squire's really good, especially in Druid. So I would go with Squire. But I will say that this deck is pretty good with buffs. So I don't think Mark of Nature is that terrible, but I'd pick Squire over it.
So just to clear up like why I guess Squire's so good, is it because of the hero power ability?
Is someone vacuuming? You're doing some cleaning around the house or something?
No, there's like outside my window.
Tidying up? Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so with Argent Squire, is it mostly because of the hero power? Like, you can get rid of anything with two health with Argent Squire early, or...
Yeah, that's the idea. It'd be a lot better if you had Shattered Sun or Dark Iron.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. But, of course.
Yeah, I'll also make the argument that Argent Squire is a lot better in the classes with one damage. It sort of sucks in the other classes. I'd say
it really sucks in the other classes. Like Argent Squire and Priest is kind of like complete shit.
Yep. That makes sense. Alright, Mark of Nature it is. Soul of the Forest, Stranglehorn Tiger, or Abusive Sergeant. Man, I got some serious vibes if I pick Tiger here. I really pick another five here. It's between Stranglehorn and Abusive. Abusive's not too bad to maybe, you know, just like cast on something early, just remove a little bit. Like, it's like an Abusive on a Scarlet Crusader could be decent. I'd probably pick Stranglehorn.
Yep, go with the Tiger.
Tiger.
Baby. Tiger to victory.
Alright. Eye the Tiger. Alright, Thralmar Farseer, Naturalize, or Dragonling Mechanic? Dragonling Mechanic.
What are the other two choices?
Thralmar Farseer or Naturalize?
Oh, yeah, Mechanic.
Grip.
I think Thralmor might be okay. You might be able to protect it. You got some taunts. You got your mark of nature. Okay. I mean, you don't need more fours, and Dragonling is a terrible one.
Okay.
Right. I would argue it's less bad than the Thralmor Farseer, since the Thralmor Farseer stats are quite obviously bad.
Yeah. Yeah, alright, whatever.
So Dragonling?
Yeah.
Okay. We go Dragonling there. Druid of the Claw, Harvest Golem, or Amani Berserker. Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, normally it's just like a pretty just quick decision for Druid of the Claw here, but we do have a ton of fives, and we could use a three with Harvest, honestly. I'd pick Harvest Golem here. That's so many fives.
Is it my turn to disagree? Yeah, it is. Drew the Claw's way better.
Okay.
Fives all the way.
Alright, still go with fives.
So,
okay.
I was going to... My first instinct was, yeah, Druid of the Claw is so much better, but I think Harvest Golem is the better pick here, because you only have 2 3-drops, which I'm going to count as the 2 Scarlet Crusaders. It's rare that you would play the Questing Adventure, and you would only play the Mark of Nature if you were putting in a Monty Berserker, and that's also rare. So Harvest Golem is a really good 3, and you need 3s. So I pick it over the Druid, since you have a lot of 5s.
I think you'd be crazy to pick Harvest Golem over Druid of the Claw. You gotta go all fives! Fives too good.
All fives it is, man. All fives it is. Druid of the Claw. Alright, Sun Fury Protector, Secret Keeper, or Crazed Alchemist? Wow. It's between, obviously, Sun Fury Protector and Crazed Alchemist. Crazed Alchemist can be kind of cool. And situations to set up removal, and Protector just pretty much just gives you taunt, which I don't think is as important in Arena. So I'd probably go with Crazed Alchemist just for maybe some funsies or fun situations.
So I would usually like Sun Fury Protector more, but there are a lot of 2/3s. You also have a good amount of taunts. Sure, let's go Crazed Alchemist for the funsies.
All right, Grip.
I think Sun Fury is better. I mean, you can Venture Co it. You can do Venture Co Sun Fury Protector on turn 10. Huh? Whoa.
What? Oh, you mean. Wait.
But you can also Venture Co. Crazed Alchemist.
Yeah.
Or you could Alchemist and then Venture Co. And then have 3 mana left.
Oh. Yeah. But then you can't Alchemist the Venture Co.
Okay.
Yep.
That extra health, man. That extra.
Turns it into an ogre.
You have a silence, you can use the combo of, you know, you get a big creature, you attack another big creature, you have like 1 life left, you flip it, then you silence it, it's like a full heal for free, and then it's amazing, but you don't have any big creatures, so it sucks. And that's why you pick the Sun Fury.
Ah, I see, that's nice, that's cool.
Yeah.
Alright, Sun Fury Protector then. Alright, that's all right. The deck. That is the deck. So... time for predictions on the Chanman metric. What do you guys think?
It's good.
Yeah, seems pretty solid.
I think the creatures will carry you to victory. You don't actually have to do anything. You just click on them, and then you click on the opponent's face.
Wow. What? So that's the... Okay, so it's more of a...
But you have so many taunts. Like, you can probably actually do that.
What do you think, Trump? Like, what do you think the style is going to be for this deck?
It should be one of the fairly straightforward ones. Just try to use all your mana each turn, play the most appropriate minion, and Yeah.
All right.
I don't think it's a great deck. I think it's about par.
So predictions on wins.
I think you will get 6 wins with it.
Which means they would probably get 12 wins with this.
I think that's a fair estimate.
6? Okay. Alright.
I think you'll get 6 wins with it as well.
Alright, 6 is going to be much better than the one I got last week. So, alright, that's pretty good. Alright, that's going to conclude this portion of our of the ship. And I guess the next thing we were going to do is we were going to do some Q&A here. And we're going to do Q&A, guys, from the Twitch chat. So let me bring up Twitch chat. You guys ask your questions live here. And, yeah, just go ahead and throw it up there. Since we started a little bit earlier, didn't get the Reddit thread up in time today, so. Any of you guys have questions, just start asking, and we'll read them off, as long as they're not too trolly. Yeah, just to read a few. We'll read a few, and then we'll call it. And then Fight Night's coming up, and you can check it out. We got... The lineup for Fight Night is... It's what, Monk versus Artosis today?
Oh, yeah, and it's a good one. You remember it, Krupp?
Oh, it's a good one.
Is it that one?
Is it that one? Oh, man, okay. I think everybody's going to have to watch it then.
I thought it was in the second week. Is it really this one?
Yeah, it's this one.
Wow. This is the match to watch. If you
this
would
is
like
the match to watch, okay.
Sadness, embarrassment, misery.
Oh, shit. Really? Okay. All right, so that's why we have Valley Tots so early today. It's because everybody's got to check out by night today. Okay, that's good stuff. All right, we do have a question here. Ninja Dropout says, in which decks can Deathwing fit? Or which decks Deathwing can fit? Got him yesterday, and I want to use him. And Trump, I know you've had a lot of experience with Deathwing. I've had a little bit too, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think the metagame actually might be slow enough now for Deathwing to make a comeback, especially if Big Game Hunter is not that popular, which unfortunately it is, as well as Tink Master of Respect. So you got to wait for those two to get out of the metagame first.
Which will maybe
but
never.
You put those in the late game decks like Druid or Paladin. Or Shaman if you're playing late game Shaman. Or what else goes late game? Mage if you're playing that type of deck.
Mm. Okay.
So it's just a nice end game card. It's better in Paladin and Druid because you have no hard removal. And Deathwing is the hardest removal of them all.
That's true.
I actually play Deathwing in my Hobbit deck. It's a ramp Druid. And I have to say it still sucks. Like I like Malagos more.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Sometimes it wins the game, and then it's like, oh man, Deathwing, so good. Eh.
You gotta play it at the right time, because if you play it too early, then you lose.
Well, you can play it sometimes a little bit earlier, whenever you're burning cards really, really fast, but the one thing about Deathwing is that you can only play it once against the same person, because once they know you have Deathwing, you're just fucked. They're gonna save that Big Game Hunter or Tick Master until the very, very end of the game, no matter what. At least my experience with it. Okay, let's see. Next up, I think we've asked. We talked about Tink and Pagel last week, right? What do you guys think about banning those in tournaments?
Nah.
Nah?
I've changed my mind on it, and I think it's really dumb to do so.
Explain.
Yep.
I think we know Crip's thoughts on it.
Did I convert you? Did I participate in the conversion process?
No, actually, it's your opinion on why they shouldn't be banned is completely opposite from mine. Well, I mean, it's completely different, not opposite. I just think that the game has, like, at the basis of a card game is a lot of randomness anyways, like what you draw and whatever. And like, yes, they're random, but they don't have
you're
nearly
just avoiding, as much effect. You're just avoiding saying what I said now. Yeah, I see how it is.
No,
that pause, it's revealing.
It's because I don't agree with you. Artosis has claimed, like, these cards affect like 20% of games, but that statistic is widely overinflated.
Yeah, I think so. Well, just to reiterate for those people that don't know, Crip, what are your thoughts on it?
I think I said them last time, but it's similar to what Trump said. Essentially, there's so many things that are random that, you know, picking two off the top, you know, there's going to be cards that are next on the list, and it's a discussion that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it's just like funsies, more randomness.
Yeah.
I mean, I would argue that Mad Bomber is an even worse offender, because if they play a 3-2 and you play a Mad Bomber and you bomb off their 3-2,
yeah,
then you are at a huge advantage.
I'm also familiar with the bombing to zero their full health Imani Berserker. Are you familiar with this play?
Oh my god, that's brutal. No, I think my opinions on it are... I mean, I think it's okay. I don't think you should ban them. And honestly, you know, it adds an entertainment aspect to it. Yeah, it does remove some of the, you know, straight up, like all these serious hardcore people about just, you know, having everything be completely skill based and that kind of thing. It does take away a little bit from that, but I think the game can only benefit from entertainment factor, even from a viewing standpoint. And I think keeping cards like that just continues, or just helps with that side of it. All right, Jariat asks, Champion, why do you side with Trump more than Crip when Crip is clearly the better player? Well, I don't side with Trump. I told you exactly why I picked those cards. I picked the cards that I typically wouldn't pick. So it just happened that Trump was the card that I typically wouldn't pick more so than Crip was. So it might look that way, but I love these guys equally.
Mm.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Woban asks, what do you think about Magma Rager versus classes without one damage hero ability? What do you think about Magma Rager, period? Is there any type of scenario, getting creative here, that you could see Magma Rager being viable?
Yeah, it's actually very simple.
Okay.
Magma Rager is really good against classes which cannot deal one damage.
Okay, that's okay. All right, sure.
It also doesn't work so well against mages, I found out recently. It turns out that your 3 mana plus the card trades for their 2 mana.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not viable because of that, right? So is there any kind of combo, you know, not by itself, right? Synergy with another card that would make it viable that you guys can think of?
Yeah, dude. You can, like, 5-1 it, and then you craze the Alchemist 1-5, and then you clean up their 1 drops.
Oh my god, okay.
No, real talk, though. A card that needs something to combo with is quite bad. But, I will say this much. If in Constructed, there comes a time where Mage is bad, and a Rogue is bad, and Druid is bad. So the third one is the main sticking point right now, because Mages and Rogues aren't nearly as popular as Druid. Yeah. If, like, Druids see a downturn in popularity, Magma Rager could be really good. It's a 3-mana answer preemptively to their Yeti. It's amazing. That's all I have, though. Because it's going to be rare for all three of those classes to not be in the metagame.
Yeah.
Okay. Icegum asks, I have a question. What does Crip think about more than 10 Fire Elementals into a Shaman Arena deck? And he asks me, too. I don't know why he asks me that question.
As long as you don't have anything else that costs 5, 6, or 7, or 8 mana, sounds good.
Okay.
I think the maximum amount of Fire Elementals I would pick is 8.
Just imagine 8. You had 8 and you saw
okay, why 8? Why 8?
Just think about that, Trump. You could be the first to get 9, and then you have 9, and then you see another one, and you could be the first to have 10, and then you pick that.
Okay, that's actually a good argument.
That's true. That's true.
I would pick 10 just for the sake of having 10.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Terra Mantra, why does everyone not like Mountain Giant? Does everybody not like Mountain Giant? Do you guys know about that?
Like Mountain Giant.
Yeah, I mean, Mountain Giant's it's viable in all the giant decks, right? So
yeah, in the Fight Night, Koyuki's been, Koyuki, who recently played, used Mountain Giant to excellent if we're talking about Arena, though, it's rare for you to be able to take advantage of it because you tend to need to play a deck which doesn't do anything on turn 2 and 3, mm-hmm. which means you have to specifically have a deck that's set up so that you can catch up, which is possible when you have Consecrate and like Hellfire and Taunts, but you can't get that in Arena.
The main problem with the card is in Arena, especially against like mages who like to pick all the flame strikes that they see, mm-hmm. you end up in like top deck war. And so they get a card, and then you get Mountain Giant, and then you get screwed, because you have to play the cards as you get them, so you'll never play Mountain Giant. So it's basically the worst card ever to top deck, because you can't play.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Briggs E-Y-96 asks, what do you think about Warsong Commander? It's not that useful anymore, is what he's saying, ever since the nerf. Do you guys like it? Use it at all anymore? Or it's definitely a lot less useful now that
I like it when people use it as if it were the old one. So they play the other creature first, then they play the Warsong Commander, and then I kill the Warsong Commander for free, and then nothing charges into me. Yay!
Yep. That would be nice.
The card is really bad in Arena now, but if you were to build a constructed deck with Raging Gorgon combo, that would be one of the key parts.
Okay, good deal. Cyberblood asks, what are your thoughts on the Twitch Awards, and what are you doing with the millions of dollars you won from all the awards, guys? No, it's just, so what are you doing with the money you won? What'd you think? You actually won two, right, Krip? You won the Hearthstone stream, and then you won one of the statistical.
Well, my fans did the math. I'm apparently supposed to receive $4,700 or something.
Okay, so you actually had multiple. So you probably finished second, third, and some of the other ones too. Then,
yeah,
very cool. And then Trump, did you have multiple categories too? I mean, did you finish second, third, or first, second, or third in multiple categories?
No, I didn't finish in the stats ones.
Yeah,
but I did get the first and the second.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so pretty good chunk of change. So what are you guys doing with it? Anything special?
As the mayor of Valuetown, I am putting it into investments.
Yeah. Yeah. Grip?
I don't know. I don't need anything, so I don't really buy anything.
Lots of OJ. Lots of OJ. Okay, a couple more questions. Okay, a couple more questions and we'll call it. Ikatsu asks, what deck is Onyxia good in? That's a good question. I don't see Onyxia very often. There was a time where I was seeing it, you know, a little bit in that warrior deck we were playing Trump, but that's about it. What do you guys think? Can you think of anything?
You have to call on one of us.
Oh,
so Crip, that we don't both talk at the same time.
Crip, yeah. What do you think?
Well, Onyxia is pretty good in Arena. In fact, it's amazing if the opponents can't deal with it, and they usually can't deal with it if they're not a mage. But mm-hmm. the problem is they usually are a mage if you're playing in the end part of Arena. So it's good. I think Trump likes it better than I do for that. In terms of constructed, you can make anything work with combos, and I think some people try it with like Scenarios or something, but mm-hmm. Whatever. It's kind of a mess. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bother.
Trump, thoughts?
Yeah, in Arena it's really good, and in Constructed, I'd say it fills the role of the control big card at the end really well. So it usually starts when you're just starting with basic cards with having the like Boulder Fist Ogre being your late game card, and I'd say Onyxia can serve the Boulder Fist Ogre role, can also serve like the Sarah role, it can serve the Ragnaros role. Like, if you want to have multiples, it's a strong contender, I'd say.
Okay. Last question. Let's see. Last question for Trump. It's from Anaragu 6. I've noticed that in Arena rankings, you only rated Spellbreaker as a good card and Ironbeak Owl as a poor card. Can an Arena deck without a single Silence card be functioning Arena deck?
Yeah, you don't need to play with any silence, and oftentimes with a Spellbreaker, you'll end up playing it as a 4-3 and just silence your own minion or something, mm-hmm. and that's okay. Or play it with nothing on the board. It's not essential.
Yeah. Good deal. All right, guys. So, well, thanks for the questions. This actually worked out decently. I thought it was just going to be, like, all troll questions, and then we weren't going to have any good questions asked, but it turned out pretty well, so maybe we'll do that.
Crypt's audience is still asleep. Woo!
Exactly. No. Crypt's audience is cool, too, man. It's cool, too. All right, one last thing I wanted to, I guess, let you guys know about, or really give you just a glimpse of the shirts that we're going to have soon, and it's right here. It's going to be the Valuetown shirts that we're going to be making available soon, and decided on the Regal Purple. So, hope you guys like it. It's Valuetown. I don't know. I don't want to say royal. It's kind of royal, but I don't know. But, yeah, so we're going to go with purple here. And, yeah. You guys, let me know what you guys think. I wanted to do a straw poll just to get an idea of just how, what sizes that everybody would probably want. But, unfortunately, straw poll is down. So we're going to have to get another poll next time. Apparently it's being DDoS. It says straw poll is currently under a DDoS attack. We're attempting to restore connectivity as soon as possible. Like, that kind of sucks. But yeah, so I'll probably get a poll from you guys just to see what sizes we should get so we don't run out.
What would the poll be like? Like
what size would you want? Small, like extra small, small, medium, large, extra large?
Extra small.
Dude, we got some,
people who play video games, man.
We got kids. What do you mean? We got kids watching this. Maybe, right? We gotta cover all the demographics, even like the 5-year-olds.
You're a kid, you want the XL anyway, so you don't have to wear any pants. It's like a 2-for-1.
Wow,
it's PJ style, man. All right, let's go into some shout-outs, and hopefully we can get everybody ready for some fight night here. Krip, you want to start us off?
What am I doing?
Shout-outs!
So there's, like, people who've been sending me free stuff, and I like free stuff because you don't have to pay for free stuff because it's free! Whoa!
Yeah! Woo! Free stuff. And who are those people? Who are those people?
Yeah, I will mention them if the free stuff's any good.
Oh, shit. Okay.
1 second.
Okay. All right, Trump. You want to do your shout-outs? Look at that. Look at that pimp, man. Freaking, like... Hold on a second. I got to jump on a call here.
What?
You want to do shout-outs?
Oh, yeah. Anyways, I also like free stuff. Shout-out to Railcoon, who sent me cookies.
Oh?
Yeah.
Nice. What kind of cookies? Like, did he bake them himself?
So here's the bad news. Some of the cookies are oatmeal raisin cookies. Oh, you can't actually see them. Oh,
yeah, just restart them real quick. It'll show up for at least a little bit.
So the bad news is some of them are oatmeal raisin, but the good news is that there's a variety, and there's quite a few that I like. Hooray. And speaking of free stuff, shout out to Razer for their free stuff. Yeah. And I will have stuff to give away from Razer, like a lot of stuff in the upcoming month.
Let me see those cookies again. Your camera's back up.
Oh, okay. Oatmeal raisin cookie, the nightmare.
The nightmare. Wait, all the of nightmare. Them or just some of them? Okay.
Well, some of them, they're a variety.
Oh, nice. Yeah, those are cool. Very nice. Cookies, good stuff. Matches his theme, obviously, for those of you who've never seen Trump or been in a cave and never seen Trump's stream. So it's really, really cool. Alright, I will, I guess, wrap things up by giving a shout out to, obviously, Krip and Trump for, again, doing the show with me each and every week, and you guys for coming and watching. And I want to announce a show match series I'm starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be called Deck Wars. And Trump's going to be playing in the first show match against Kungan. It's best of 5, so check it out. It's something I'm doing in collaboration with Machine Reverses. And we're going to be doing it each week. So it's going to be pretty cool, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. There's a few added features to the viewing experience that I think you guys will particularly enjoy. Things like deck lists. We're going to be showing the deck list as you go. And, just kind of have some type of representation of what's left in the deck so you guys can have almost full information of what's going on in the game, which is kind of nice. But yeah, anyways, check it out. It's going to be on the Machinima Versus channel, twitch.tv/Machinima Versus. And for the VODs for Value Town, if you missed any of the show today, you can check it out on youtube.com/ChamAV shortly after this. I'll post it there. And follow us all on Twitter, @Kriparian, @TrumpSC, and @ChamManV. But I think that's going to be it for this week. So for Trump, Krip, and myself, ChamManV, we'll see you next time. Later.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.